Freakiest.
Off the wire.
Hot off the wire with Al Freitas on the Russ Parr Morning Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. Got to start off with some sad news. The hip-hop community is mourning the death of founding 3-6 Mafia rapper Lord Infamous. 40-year-old MC passed away Friday night at his mother's house in Memphis. DJ Paul says Lord Infamous had a heart attack in his sleep. His mom apparently found him dead early Saturday morning. I'm really confused about the Steve Harvey story. Apparently, his ex accused him of brutality. And according to a police report obtained by TMZ, Steve Harvey beat his 11-year-old son after finding out that the boy had lied about homework. Now, according to that police report, the boy had bruises on his butt and thigh and also had cuts on his legs. And he apparently told the police that he had trouble urinating for days. But if this is true, why would Steve Harvey's reps say that he's been cleared? And his wife was held in contempt of court. She's going to jail for 30 days for allegedly leaking sealed info about this whole incident to the media. This story is just kind of crazy. Shiny O'Neal says Shaq is full of crap when he says he doesn't want to put the kids on a new reality show. She claims that Shaq actually wanted to be a part of the show, but later changed his mind after finding out that one of his kids has a learning disability or a learning problem in school, and when he learned he wouldn't have creative control. Some woman is claiming that Soulja Boy is the father of her 5-year-old child. She says she only slept with one other guy 6 years ago. He was mixed, and the baby is not. She also says the child looks just like Soulja Boy, and that Soulja has even visited the child, and she's got a witness. Dwayne Wade finally put a ring on it, and boy, is it a ring. Gabrielle Union posted her 8-carat million-dollar ring over the weekend. Guess who else is allegedly all coupled up? Drake and Zoe Kravitz posting pictures all weekend of them hanging out at Beyonce's concert. Speaking of Beyonce, she was at Walmart in Massachusetts just shopping. She got on the loudspeaker and was like, hey, first $50 of every customer's purchase, I got you on that. What? That's hot. Kanye West's new deal with Adidas is not stopping Nike from releasing his red October Air Yeezy 2 sneaker. Foot Locker announced that the sneaker is going to be available only online beginning Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Let's see. Dee Woods says she would have really loved to be a part of that Danny Kane reunion in L.A. this weekend, if only she would have gotten an invite. She says she is happy, though, that the group is doing well with a sound that she helped create. Mm-hmm. What's the comedian, Albert Steve? He got in trouble up for Twitter.
Now
we can't think of it because we keep thinking Steve Harvey. He's a comedian. He's a comedian from say he was on Saturday Night Live. Yes.
Not Alan.
Y'all know who we're talking about. Steve. I can't even think of his name. Y'all know who it is. Y'all tweet it. Anyway, he tweeted, I can't think of his name. Steve Martin. Okay. Thank you. Anyway, somebody tweeted, is this how you spell Lasonia? Like Lasonia, like lasagna, but they spelled it Lasonia. And Steve responded, it depends. Are you in an African-American neighborhood or an Italian restaurant? He deleted that tweet so fast and apologized and was like, it was a bad joke. I'm sorry. He is not trying to get
funny.
No, it wasn't funny. He's not trying to get in trouble. Tops at the box office over the weekend. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, which was so good. Anchorman 2 was number 2. Frozen was number 3. Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake were on NBC. Hilarious. Saturday Night Live. Highest ratings of the season. Best ratings since January 2012. Speaking of, Drake is going to be on Saturday Night Live next month. Also on the 2. Christmas Day. Russ Parr's A Christmas Blessing airs on TV One. Great movie to watch with the whole family, starring Amari Hardwick, David Banner, Lunell, and others. Make sure you watch that movie, Christmas Day, TV One. Uh-huh. I'm Al Freitas. That's hot off the wire.